beautiful light-filled souls. My name is Trisha Barker. Today I'd like to talk about the amazing angels that I saw during my near-death experience. I believe they deserve a video all on their own. If you've watched my previous video, you know that I was agnostic before I went into emergency back surgery. Well, as soon as I lifted up out of form, and I knew that I was composed of my spirit body, and I saw my physical body on the table, the surgeons, the operating room with this 360 degree vision, I was convinced. I did not need to argue with anyone ever again about human consciousness surviving the body. I knew that it survived the body, and I was certain of that in those first few moments of my near-death experience. The next thing that happened was I encountered the angels, and I think I needed some information about this environment outside of my body, and the angels were there like messengers of God. They're called messengers sometimes, and that makes a lot of sense to me because they were incredibly intelligent. So these 8 or 9 feet tall, sturdy beings composed of light calmed me down. They sent this healing light and energy into my spirit form, mainly into like the center of my spirit form, and I felt calm and at peace, and I understood a whole lot more about where I was and what was going on and what was going to happen. I couldn't decipher every single message that they were sending me, but I knew that I was being changed in a way. Some people might say upgraded. I was certainly a very different person the minute I woke up from surgery. So in that moment, I believe they were sending me a lot of information that would manifest later. There were some things that I could pick out and understand in that moment. And that first thing was that I was going to be fine. This was okay. There's nothing to fear. So basically, I was just calmed down. Then I looked at them for a while and in amazement and awe, really. The next thing that they did is they slowed down their communication and they said, "Watch this." And that's when they sent the light, the healing light, from their eyes through the backs of the surgeons into their hands and lit up my entire spine. They made it clear that this bone fragments, I fractured 3 vertebrae and there were lots of bone fragments in my spine. They made it clear that these bone fragments would be picked out, that I would walk, that I would be fine. And they did this almost playfully to show me that they were working through my surgeons, and my surgeons may not have been aware that they were working through them. This moment in time made me much more open-minded later, and I'll get to that. But in this moment in time, I was looking at my surgeons and I wondered if they had any idea that angels were working through them or if their egos would have allowed for that possibility. It's kind of sad when the Bio Channel interviewed me for the series I Survived Beyond and Back, my particular surgeon died in a car accident 8 years after my near-death experience, so she wasn't able to be interviewed for that show, and that really made me sad when I found out about that because I wish we had communicated when I woke up from surgery. I wish she had been more open to hear my story and to know that angels worked through her and that she did very good work in back surgery and spinal recovery and spinal surgery. That moment was a vivid, important moment. And after that moment, my heart stopped. So before that, I was not technically registered as dead, but I was outside of my body and I was interacting with the angels. Well, in that moment when the monitor flatlined, I didn't want to see how I was revived. That didn't sound like an interesting thing to view. So that's when my near-death experience continued and I had a life review and melded with the consciousness of many people that I knew at the time and then went toward the light of God and felt more love and unconditional beauty and love than I'd ever felt in my life. But back to that scene with the angels, they were nothing like I ever imagined. So the year prior, I had been in DC and I'd gone to many different museums and I saw beautiful paintings about angels, but these angels that I saw in reality were nothing like I could have imagined. I mainly was blown away by how much knowledge they had. So knowledge was an important thing that they wanted to communicate to me in that moment. And certainly the love of God, as I neared God, there was a lot of compassion and understanding and knowledge that was communicated to me. Well, in that moment with my angels, I couldn't think of anything more that was needed. They simply provided everything that I needed in that moment. That moment, I think more than anything, has made me more open-minded. So who I was before the accident, I grew up in a Christian church, but I was largely turned off by judgmental people and a lot of things about the religion. So I loved college, I loved learning. I just didn't care much about spirituality or religion at that time. And I would get scared sometimes when I thought about dying and there might be nothing on the other side. And that fear of death immediately left me as soon as I had my near-death experience. So I no longer feared that there was nothing. I knew that there was something. So that part of me changed. I was also judgmental and materialistic and not that connected to other people. I was a bit disconnected from people and very much in my own mind. But as soon as I woke up from surgery, I was given this mission from God to teach. And that moment with the angels stayed with me more than any other moment. And so when I became a teacher, I opened myself to this possibility that the angels might be able to work through me. Probably every teacher and professor wants to make a difference in students' lives, and they feel that if they have helped one student in a major way, then their lives have been of purpose. Well, I never knew when those moments would come, and no one ever does, but I consciously opened myself to the possibility that as I talked about a particular poem or story, maybe a theme in this story might tie to someone's life and they might get information that they needed about their life, either to heal from something in their past or to grow in some way. So there were times during lecture when I might say something that I didn't plan on saying, and it almost felt as if this energy entered me and I was meant to say something in that particular moment. So that was a beautiful experience to feel that energy and be aware of it. Maybe it would have happened even if I wasn't aware of it, but I consciously prayed before many classes that I might be a conduit of this beautiful angelic light that might help someone or guide someone in some way. There were other times when students came to me in particular sad places or in need in some way, and I also hoped that I might be given the right information in those critical and crucial times with students. So that's one way that I was certainly more open-minded. I didn't jump right into a metaphysical community or New Age community, and I didn't consider myself an angel communicator or medium. I simply opened myself to the possibility of it in the classroom. And I thought, if I am of service to others, then this is a beautiful thing, and I will certainly keep myself open in that way in those moments. Later, as time went by, I realized that I needed angels to work through other people for my own healing. And so whether this was a chiropractor or whatever the case might be, I opened myself to the possibility that my angels might also work through other people to heal me. Because just as its service is important, service to yourself and loving yourself is very important. So this is something you might think about in your own life. If you have a healing that you need, or if there is a particular emotional wound that you're working on, consider the possibility that angels might work through someone else to help you. So if you go see a therapist or if you go to a doctor, just open yourself to that possibility that you might get that exact right information that you need in that moment. So that's one way to be more open-minded about the possibility of angelic guidance and angelic help from the other side that can heal you in certain ways. But I hope that you got something from this video, and may you be blessed.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.